Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 8th day of April, Anno Domini 2023, and you, you lucky people, you're listening to Sound Bites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, we are going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose, kick off your shoes, don't get the blues. Here comes the news. Both, neither Steve Ray nor Dennis Wurster here today, I believe. Yeah, remain calm. It seems that every Apple person on the planet is somewhere in the Midwest, one step ahead of the law. And that's fine. You know, they're Apple people. What else do you expect? But we'll be happy to be, of course, taking your calls at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. If Steve starts the StreamYard thing, we'll be on that. But until then, we'll be strictly on the air in any one of a, you know, a thousand ways. You can catch us either live or on the audio stream or in the Jazz 90.1 app. Or on your favorite smart speaker. You can find out all about that at our website, soundbites.org. That is bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you.
And we should remind them, before we were doing all these different chat rooms and everything else. And
oh, yeah, in the chat room.
We've cut that out, folks. We've gone to our chat room.
Right.
You know, it's, you know, folks go, well, I like this. Well, fine. That's good. But this one's tied to our webpage, and, oh, it's Soundbites, and that's just the way it's going to be.
Right. So, yeah, and you can find a link to our chat page at soundbites.org.
How logical.
How very logical. Again, it's Bites with a Y.
But first we should say that we're in actually doing something.
We're doing a very important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Today, and that is we are in a pledge drive. And I know a whole bunch of you right now are rolling your eyes and unhappy. I get it. And you know what? I don't care. Here's the deal.
Exactly.
We come to you every week, all year long, and give you lots of free computer help. And that's worth a lot of money. And so very few of you ever pay for it. And that's normally okay, but a couple times a year.
How many times?
Twice.
Yeah, really? That's
it. Twice a year. We come to you and ask you to help support. Not us. We don't get paid penny one. I didn't know if you knew that. She should have been sitting down. I apologize.
I'm feeling weak in the knees now.
It matches your head now. So And he's got the headset on, so we really can't get over here to hurt me. But we come to you a couple of times a year, and that's it, to ask you to not support us, but to support the station. This station picked us up and kept us on the air, and that was a great thing for all of you out there and us.
That depend on us for answers.
Right.
Which week after week, we keep coming to you. And we've even gotten lately, we've gone from back in the days when it was the big box computers down to, you know, real nice slick machines. And then we went to laptops and then tablets. And now it's getting down to even with phones. And we keep up with the technology. You folks are still calling in for that information. And due to the three of us.
Right,
and even now with Dennis stepping in there once in a while, we've been able to keep you folks apprised of the different changes and different things that might be affecting the devices that you use to make your life simple and better. And we're here every week. Like I said, just this past year was the first time in a long time that we weren't on because due to Christmas and New Year's, because they fell on the Saturdays. Right. That's the only time we take off. Otherwise, we're here 52 Saturdays out of the year to answer your questions. And like Nick said, we don't get paid penny one. The station does not get the federal grants. We do not get government assistance. There's no state funds that all of a sudden say, oh, this poor station. And we're one of the few jazz stations left in the nation. They are slowly dwindling away, folks. Jazz stations that you can enjoy during the day. You know, just as background music as you're working along in an office. I mean, I put it on my van because of the company that I work for a lot of the elderly folks, because they enjoy the jazz. And I hear some of them sometimes, it's really cute. You know, I'll turn it up, and all of a sudden you start hearing them humming along.
Yep.
And they're going, I like that station. What is it? And I tell them, Jazz 90.1. Oh, I didn't know there was still a jazz station around. Yeah. There still is, folks, because that's the problem. We're losing so many stations because folks don't care and don't support them. That's why we come to you twice a year asking for your support.
And it only takes a couple of minutes. And because you're all computer people, on your computer, on your phone, on your tablet, you can go to jazz901.org, hit the big red donate now button. Fill out the form. Make sure you click on sound bites so that we get the kudos. No money, but kudos. We get, we personally just get the kudos. And you can make your pledge. And there are lots of levels you can pledge at. We should probably talk about a couple of them before we get to the news. Obviously, we will accept a donation in any amount, but there are certain amounts that come with benefits. You get if you join at the $90.10 level, get it 90.10, get it 901. Okay,
good one.
You get the enhanced member card, and later on we will tell you all about the amazing member card. It is amazing. You can also get either the tote bag. It's not possible to have a pledge drive without a tote bag. The baseball cap, the coffee mug, or the portable USB charger with the Soundbites logo on it, which is very cool. At the $120, hey, nice shirt level, you get two, count them, two enhanced membership cards.
Ooh.
And a T-shirt, the Soundbites white short sleeve T-shirt. At the $150 level, which is 41 cents a day, it's not that much money, you get the two member cards, plus a hoodie or the sound charger. At the $200 level, you get the two cards, the phone charger, the wireless phone charger, and the portable USB charger. So you get, so you can charge wirelessly at home, and then when you're on the road, you got a charger in your pocket. At the $365 a day level, you get the two member cards, the T-shirt, and the hoodie. And all you have to do is go on the website and sign up. It takes less than 2 minutes. It is very, very secure, and you will end up a member or a renewing member or an additional gift member of the station and part of the Soundbites family. And we would appreciate all of that. And while you do that, here's the deal. You do that, I'll read the news. Sound like a plan?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a plan to us.
Works for us.
Users of the Western Digital My Cloud service are fuming after a network breach locked them out of their data for more than 24 hours and had company-handled information in the hands of currently unknown hackers. By mid-morning Eastern time last Monday, Western Digital issued a release saying that a week ago Sunday, so a previous week before that, the company learned that an unauthorized third party gained access to a number of the company's systems. The release added, based on the investigation to date, the company believes the unauthorized party obtained certain data from its systems and is working to understand the nature and scope of that data. The status page for MyCloud was updated on Sunday to show that the services included MyCloud, My Cloud Home, My Cloud Home Duo, My Cloud OS 5, SanDisk EB, and SanDisk iXpand Wireless Charger. They were all completely down. Completely down. The outage meant that users could not access any data they stored in MyCloud. There have been no details available about the unauthorized access of Western Digital's network and the theft of its data. It's impossible to say for sure, but it sounds like Western Digital may have a ransomware incident. This raises the possibility that data stored in MyCloud or code needed for customers to access it have fallen into the hands of criminal hackers. While Western Digital provides customers with a storage device that stores data locally, the accompanying MyCloud service allows them to back it up to an off-premises server, which we always recommend, but apparently not with MyCloud anymore, and to access the contents remotely over the internet. Users by default must authenticate themselves on MyCloud.com to enable local network access to the MyCloud data. With home.mycloud.com delivering a 503 error, many users were effectively locked out, but access to home devices was restored yesterday for most people. Western Digital is warning that the incident has caused and may continue to cause disruption to parts of the company's business operations. The company also said it is implementing proactive measures and is working to restore affected infrastructures and services. The company added that it retained an unnamed security firm to invest. I'm sure it's not actually unnamed. They know the name.
Oh, yeah, heck yeah.
And is also They're coordinating with law enforcement. So our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that is bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is MyCloud network breach locks out users. And your choices are looking into alternatives, moving my data off immediately, both of the above, still can't get my data, I still trust them, never use them, and of course, I don't like any of your choices. So, are you, and so far we have 164 votes. Excellent.
Yeah, that's great.
Never use them is number one, but right behind it is looking into alternatives. Still followed by still can't get my data. And of course, I don't like any of your choices, the curmudgeons in our crowd. That's only there for them. I'll talk about that in a minute. Moving my data off off immediately has 7 votes. Nobody still trusts it. Nobody is both of the above, but I don't like any of your choices. I toyed with the idea of saying your choices stink, which probably would make some of those people even happier.
Yeah.
So are you using Western Digital's MyCloud system? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415.
And we should also remind the folks there are no cameras in the studio.
Well, we're actually, I'm on StreamYard.
Good. You can be there. I'd rather, I have a face for radio and I just assume keep it that way.
Oh, no. I have to host it. Look, I can't do that right now. StreamYard is also not here. We're not doing that. I'm leaving the studio. We're not doing that. I'm sorry. I know, but I got too much.
What?
Too much to do today. That was a note from Steve. He can't do what he needs to do from the road. I have to host it here. I can't bother with it right now.
Yeah, we're in the middle of pledge drive.
Yeah. So, you know, it is a pledge drive. So please, you know, most of the time, God bless Steve. He comes in here and sets his stuff up. He sets up multiple cameras. He
gets one for each of us.
Yeah, he gets into OBS Studio and he gets all of that set up. And it's most weeks we're on Facebook and everywhere, and it's Twitch, and it's great. And Steve does an amazing job. But he's got a high end Mac, and it does that. I have a very low end Linux system, and it doesn't do most of that stuff. So this week, without Steve here, this is what you get. But hey, you know what? If enough people pledge at the $365 level, we'll all be able to afford more cameras that are permanent in the studio, and it'll all be better for everybody. So make that pledge. Again, you can give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 800-790-0415. But best, easiest, fastest for you is to pledge online at jazz901.org. And you can do that in less than 2 minutes. Just scroll down and make sure you tell them it's for sound bites. There's choices on the page for that. And pick your benefit or no benefit. That's your choice.
Yep.
You can say no gifts. But if you want a gift, you can pick that. And like we said, every penny counts. Every penny helps.
And but, that dinner card, I mean...
that's the best thing. Yeah. Holy moly.
Especially right now with the prices and everything are going up and up and up. Look at gas is going back up.
Yep.
That's slowly creeping back out. And what everybody knows right now, when you go out to dinner, you know, even for breakfast.
Yep. It ain't cheap.
It isn't. I mean, you can go out and drop what used to be, you know, maybe about 10 or 12 bucks for, you know, a decent breakfast. Now it's costing you 20, 25 bucks.
Yep.
With this card, you can look at the who's on there and get usually 2-for-1s. And there's wine store, you know, places to go to. There's a lot of great things that they're constantly adding to. Rob and his, the team are always looking to add more features and more benefits to that card.
And if you're, you know, we're getting into the season of let's take a day trip.
Yeah.
Take a look at that card. The stuff that you can do with that card is quite amazing. And so it's pretty easy to use. You just, you know, show it to the people and say, I got this card.
Yeah.
And you're done. It couldn't possibly be easier. And the easiest way to get that card, make a pledge, make a donation, jazz901.org. Now, this Western Digital business. We say all the time you need the, you know, if you go to asknick.com/backup.php, you'll see our backup page and the fact that you don't have enough backups. And there is the 3-2-1 backup plan. You need three separate backups in two separate places, at least one of which is off-site, and preferably that's in the cloud. And until now, MyCloud has been quite a good thing.
Yep.
It gives you, you know, it's not terribly expensive, and you get an awfully decent amount of storage, and it's fast enough, and it's all good. And I know that on my page, I recommend pCloud. They have a lifetime subscription. It's set it and forget it. You don't have to have any additional anything in your home. That lifetime subscription is an affiliate link to me. I get a buck here and there, but it amounts to not very much.
No, it's peanuts.
Yeah, I'm not buying that island in Aruba off of what I get from pCloud. But the point is, wherever you get your storage, you should do that plan, the 3-2-1 plan. And one of the things I like about pCloud is that it pre-encrypts your data.
Yep.
And you can add a separate encryption plan if you like. And so, you know, all of your data are encrypted. All of your data belong to you. And if somebody does steal your data, they get an encrypted thing. And if you used a decent password, there's the rub. But if you use the decent password, it's going to take them a couple of hundred years to break it. And at that point, what do you care?
But that's not even really a rub. If the folks would take the time, like we've also recommended for a number of years right now, is getting a good password manager.
Right.
A password manager, like Nick and I both use Enpass.
Right.
And I literally have every single one of my passwords stored in Enpass. I only have to remember one major password to start that up. And then after that, you can set it up so when it's running on your computer, you can assign it a PIN. So you can quick hit your PIN and it pops up. But for the most part, whenever I'm going to different sites with Enpass just running down on the desktop, it pops up and says, oh, here's the password and username for that one. You can put other notes in there. It has so many great features, and it's it can create passwords that nobody's going to break.
Right.
I mean, you can go as long or as long of a password as the system that you're trying to log into will allow. So if you want a 64, you know, letter and combination password, letters, numbers, and other goofy stuff in it, it'll do it for you.
Right.
And make it totally impossible with somebody with probably a non-life want to spend the time to try to find out that out. It's going to be, you know, taking them a long time to do that.
Right.
So, you know, consider also setting up a password manager. There's a number of them out there besides Password that are free. Of course, if you pay for it, which we recommend, you get other features, just like any of the other software out there. The free version is good, but you pay for it, you get a little bit more, and that's to be expected. These programmers don't work for free. And they need to make some money out of it, or they're going to just step away from it and let it go. And, you know, it's not going to be the software that you can depend on.
Right. And so, and yeah, and he's absolutely right. And that's a point that isn't made often enough, that many of the free software programs that people get, I'm hearing from people all the time, can I get that free? Maybe.
Yeah.
There are two ways to get something free. One is to steal it.
Yeah.
And let's not just say downloading it, off-site archiving it, testing it. You're stealing it.
Yeah.
Or they offer it for free. And if they offer it for free, I'll guarantee you in most cases there's a pay option. If you can afford to pay, and let's be honest, send them $5. If you can't afford $5, how did you get a computer?
Yeah.
And a phone. And a tablet. Send them $5. You'd be amazed at how happy people are. I have sent money to people who write me back and say, thank you. You're one of the very few.
Yeah.
You know, we've had 100,000 downloads and 8 people have sent me money. Well, that's just shameful.
It is.
This is America.
They work so hard. Unless you've programmed, you don't know what it's all about, folks. Truly. I mean, you have no idea. It's just not, oh, they quick whipped up the code. No, there is a lot of time, effort, and planning that goes into that software where you're just clicking on one button and then going to another button, and it's doing this in the background, and it's doing this. That all takes code. Pages
right.
and pages of code to make sure when you enter that information or select that particular button, it's going to go and do what you want it to do. That doesn't happen automatically.
Right.
You literally have to sit down and program all that stuff. And you'd be astonished with the pages and pages of code that that person had to do to create even an NPass or a backup program. It takes a lot.
Takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of effort. And it takes time away from anything else. And those people would love for you to pledge. Speaking of pledging, good segue.
You like it?
Yeah, we would love to have you pledge for us. And the easiest way to do that is to go to jazz901.org, hit the Donate Now button, fill it out, make sure you do the soundbite stuff, and your gifts for your pledge level will be winging their way to you soon. Make that call, make that pledge. We love doing this for you folks, and we would love to continue to stay on the air for the foreseeable future. But the only way that happens is if this show and this station stay on the air. And the only way this show and this station stay on the air is with pledges from you. So we're going to take a short break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 29 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the longest-running computer show in the known universe, Soundbites. You've got about 2 minutes to make that pledge, and that's how long it takes. And we'll be back with a whole lot more Soundbites right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm still Dave Enright.
And at 35 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And we are in a pledge drive. So while you call and make your pledge at 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or 800-790-0415. I don't know where I went for a minute.
CRS.
800-790-0415. Or best choice of all, of course, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. While you do that, I will
keep Rob busy along with his little one.
Exactly right. I'll read another news item. Okay. Apple is reportedly facing lagging lag.
Is that new mouth?
What did it do today? Apple is reportedly facing lagging demand for its M2-powered MacBooks, so much so it's held back significantly on any more M2 chip production in what's turning out to be a rough start for Apple's 2023 laptop ambitions. A report from a Korean-language news site claims that Apple halted all production of its M2 series chips for MacBooks in the first 2 months of 2023. And they ought to know because that's where the chips are being made.
Yeah.
The report also says that in March, the company was only producing half as many of its Apple Silicon chips compared to the same time last year. They based this information on data about major Apple chip maker TSMC, which stated how many Apple packaging partner companies received chips so far in 2023. None of these separate companies received stock in January and February, according to the outlet. This pause reportedly shuttered the entire apparatus of Apple chip making, including the solder balls and adhesives used to make the M2 chips. An unnamed official source from an unknown Apple packaging partner said that they received just half the number of M2 shipments in March compared to M1 demand last year. Apple CEO Tim Cook, or as you might prefer, Tim Apple, has previously mentioned his company was impacted by a very challenged computing industry during the company's Q1 earnings report back in February. While he told investors the company has a competitive advantage with its proprietary silicon, he did not know how the rest of the year would play out, though he did posit that it would be rough in the short term. Apple has already faced some headwinds going into 2023. Recent reports say they've been delaying some less immediately important projects in an effort to stave off layoffs. In the meantime, Apple seems to be gearing up for M3, which it's rumored to be putting into hardware such as the iMac. We'll have to wait and see when and how the company will start sticking its new silicon into its laptop lineup. WWDC 2023... the Worldwide Developers Conference.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who says, what does WWDC stand for? I know it's what would, but what, you know, WWJD,
yeah,
what would Jesus
just
do?
Yeah,
he's why? No, it's Worldwide Developers Conference. It's coming June 5th, though the company has remained tight-lipped if we'll see anything new from its laptop line. Are you holding off on buying a new MacBook? Why? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415.
So in other words, they could go, hey, Mr. Tim, cook Apple?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you cook, exactly. Ba-dum-bum, thank you. I believe one of the problems that Apple is facing is what's known as the Osborne effect. When Adam Osborne created the Osborne One, an absolutely amazing device for its time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was amazing. And then they came out with the executive version, and then they announced the Vixen. And then they had problems with the Vixen. But people stopped buying the Osborne One and the executive because they waited for the Vixen. And by the time they fixed the problems with the Vixen, they were out of money. The company went out of business.
Yep.
So it was a real problem for anybody, any company, to pre-announce or tell people, you know, you're kind of on the knife edge, right? On the one hand, you want to gin up excitement for people who have a loyalty to the company and want to buy the next new thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to say, oh, there's an M3 chip coming and it's going to be in this and that. And it's, oh, this is great. But what that means is a lot of people stop buying the M2 products. And so you start running out of money.
Because
you're
go.
Counting on that income to help build the M3 product
Keep
line.
Things rolling. Keep
exactly.
Things. But we've been saying this for a while now. The whole trend, I mean, going back to what I was saying at the beginning of the show, you know, we were around when they were doing the big clunker boxes with 2 5-1/4-inch floppies. And we have seen over the decades go from PCs to big towers, down to mini towers, then came the laptops, then the tablets. Now everybody's either doing it on a tablet or their phone.
Right.
Because the screens on the phones are getting so big, they can carry it around, they can watch the movies, they can do their banking, they can literally do everything right there. You go into most department stores now, you don't see the big computers there anymore. You either see some smaller laptops, Chromebooks, tablets, or phones.
Yep.
The big boxes, the towers, the mini towers and all that, you go online and order those.
That's exactly right. And we're seeing, you know, talking about phone screen sizes, we're coming into the era of the foldables.
Yep.
And I've seen phones that are regular size phones, but then they open like a book and have a double size screen inside. So they're essentially a phone that opens up into a tablet.
Yep.
And the other ones are the half size phones. They look like flip phones. When you open it up, you've got a full size phone. And I know a whole lot of people who only have a phone now. They don't even have a computer or even a tablet anymore. They do everything on their phone. The web is phone first.
Yep.
Not our sites, because I'm old, but a lot of our, and so many of our listeners. But
listeners.
Yeah. In general, we're coming into the era of the foldable phone, of the larger screen in your hand era, and that's important, and that's big. Young people particularly, they have young eyes. So, you know, they can read those tiny little screens. And they don't need anything more than a phone.
Well, I predict, I don't know if we'll see it in our lifetime, but we've seen it on some programs and everything else. And just like the Dick Tracy phone, I think what's going to happen is these phones and the TVs, the way the technology is changing in TVs, that you are literally going to be able to pull something up on your phone, run an app, and swipe it and have it projected up onto a large screen.
You can do that now. If you have, Apple does it with AirPlay, and Android does it to the Chromecast. You can cast something to any one of a lot of TVs have a cast and AirPlay connection. So my daughter did that the other day. She was over the house sitting around. We were sitting around on the couch, and she said, "Do you mind if I pull up YouTube?" I said, "No." And I reached for the thing because I have YouTube on my Chromecast.
Yeah.
She said, "I got it, Dad." Buh-buh-buh-buh-buh. On her phone. Foop. Next thing you know, we're all watching her phone on YouTube on TV.
Yeah, but I'm
easy
saying
enough.
More and more TVs
right.
are going to make it just standard.
Yep.
It's going to become the standard way to do things.
Yep. And people will, everybody likes the big screen for certain mm-hmm. things. When you're watching a movie, I don't care who you are, you really don't want to watch it. If you have a choice, you'll watch it on
that
the
little
screen.
Yeah, yeah.
But because you can cast it, and you can then, you know, once you cast it, you can put the phone aside.
Yeah.
It's all happening on the TV now.
And if you got a sound bar on your TV and
right.
all the sound system, well, you're golden.
Right. And so, you know, we're seeing a lot more of that. So, yeah, I understand why Apple is also finding that their Macintosh, the desktop, even laptop Macs, the need for them, the demand for them is waning.
Mm-hmm.
People are buying lots and lots of phones, and we'll see that those don't necessarily... And again, now we come into the economics of it all. There are some people who absolutely must have the latest thing from Apple. If they have to sell their children, they
yep.
will do it. But there are also a lot of people who are looking at their current phone and saying, I can skip one these days. You know, I can skip one.
Well, you also bring up that point, though. How many people literally have a dial or a touch tone phone left in their home?
Mm-hmm.
90% of, you know.
Almost nobody.
Yeah. I mean, they've gotten rid of them. It's like, I can carry this around. I don't have to go running for a phone if, you know, I'm upstairs and I had a phone downstairs.
Right.
My phone rings. All of a sudden, I'm running downstairs. They answer the phone. I got it in my back pocket.
Right. I, many, 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 many decades ago, when my mother was very, very sick and living in a hospital bed in her living room, she would try to get up and answer the phone. If I was, for example, otherwise occupied in another room of the house, we'll say, the bathroom. So she would try to get out of bed. So what I did is I had a phone put in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I could answer it, and yep. I don't care, because it meant she
just
wasn't,
don't flush.
She wasn't right. She wasn't trying to get out of bed to answer the phone. That was way more important to me than talking to somebody from the bathroom. So, and I just happened to mention one Christmas, one year near Christmas, how convenient that was to my father-in-law. I come home one day, go upstairs to the bathroom. There's a red phone on the wall that says hotline. And it was hooked up. It was actually a working phone. I've still got that phone, but it's not hooked up to anything anymore. My wife and my daughter and I, we all carry our cell phones around everywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the I've fallen and I can't get up thing, too. My wife just had a surgical procedure done. And so, you know, she's on the couch. She can text me. She can call me. We can talk without having to worry about, you know.
FaceTime?
When I was a kid, when I was sick, my mother bought a little bell.
Yep.
Because that was the only way I could, you know, she could hear me.
Get your attention because right. You couldn't yell up, you know,
yep.
2-3 stories of
right.
The house.
Exactly. Now it doesn't matter. I'm outside. I'm in the basement. I'm upstairs. She can call yep. me or text me, and we're together. But that means that there's technologies I don't need anymore, like a phone.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're seeing that same thing happen with desktops.
Yep.
Laptops and tablets and phones are taking over for our obviating the need for a desktop.
And this has been happening over the past 5-10 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Seriously. Like I said, you see all these major stores around that, you know, that carry appliances and that type of stuff and computers and sound systems and all that. You saw them slowly disappear, that the tablets and the laptops sort of pushed out the big boxes.
Right. And if you're a programmer or a photographer, you know, or in that sort of thing, you probably still want a desktop
mm-hmm.
because you can put multiple hard drives in, you can put 32 gig of RAM in them, you know, all et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And for that kind of work, that kind of device makes sense.
And you can have multiple screens, like two
right.
or three screens if you want. Right. You know, it's like a big surround sound and picture.
Right. And that makes a lot of sense. But for dang near everybody else, they don't need more than a laptop. And for an increasing number of people, they don't need more than a phone. If you're not a programmer, if you're not yep. doing any of those computery things, and there are places online. Let's say you've recorded something and you want to enhance that recording or you want to edit that recording. There are online systems that will let you do that right from your phone.
Yep.
So many of the newer computers, and there I go. Many of the newer phones have chips that are powerful enough that you can do the editing right on the phone. The same thing is true of movies. There are websites that we've said that for years about Chromebooks. You can edit a movie in the cloud from your Chromebook. And that's the other thing. When people really need a keyboard, if you're a writer of any sort, you much prefer having a real keyboard. And so you can buy an inexpensive Chromebook
mm-hmm.
because you don't need it for anything but writing. And you can do all your writing on the Chromebook. but you can edit, you can send, you can do everything else on the phone.
Yeah.
So if you're out somewhere and your editor calls you up and says, take a look at page 35, you don't have to say, oh, I'm not home. Because yeah, it's in the cloud. You're doing it on Google Drive.
There it
and
is.
And you pull that up on your phone and you say, oh, yeah, I'm on page 35. Did you mean this or that? Oh, I meant that. Okay, thanks. Bye. Boom. Done. You're on your way. So you can, you know, for those of us who are touch typists, we want a keyboard to do our writing, but you don't need a powerful computer to do that anymore. You can do that stuff on a Chromebook. For editors of music and video and audio, yes, you want a very powerful machine. But for everybody else, you don't need a powerful machine to watch YouTube videos. You don't need a powerful machine to go on a Discord.
Right.
You don't need a powerful machine to play on the web. You know, and you don't need a powerful machine to pledge for this pledge drive. It's real, man.
What a segue.
I am the king, or possibly the jester of segues. We are in the middle of a pledge drive. Please, please, you guys have to understand. I want to thank our friend Al for his generous donation. He says you guys are doing a great job, and he's absolutely right. Also, Harlan for his pledge. Thank you both. Very, very much. Every pledge is...
There is no wrong amount. That's the other thing.
That's exactly
you know,
right.
Folks will sit there and say, you know, well, no, whatever you can afford
yep.
gets us there and it keeps this program on the air for you to enjoy.
And that's just it. We, you know, we do this for free and blah, 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 blah. Well, we enjoy it too.
Yeah.
And we like being here.
If we didn't, we would have stopped a long time ago.
Ain't that the truth? And we like being here, but that's not what keeps the station on the air. We can sit here all day, but if there's no signal going out, what is the point?
Mm-hmm.
The point is we need that signal to keep going out. And the way that signal keeps going out is with money. And that money comes from you. We say this all the time, but you need to hear it. We are solely member supported. We don't get money from the state or the federal government or the local nothing. We do get
grants or anything
right,
else.
Right. We don't get any of that stuff. We do have a partnership with the Greece Central School District that subsidizes the studio space, but that's all. We yeah. still pay
the
we
electric,
pay.
The electric to keep the lights on,
right.
and all these computers and the generator system.
And you know, we talk about the many ways that you can hear our show. The app, the stream, the live, that all costs money.
Mm-hmm. There's yearly fees on that.
That's exactly right. And those are not cheap. You know, all of those companies are very, 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 very proud of how much they do, and they charge accordingly. So we need you to make that call, make that pledge. You can call us. The lovely Cheryl is waiting desperately for your call. She's bored. Give her something to do. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 800-790-0415. But the fastest, easiest, most secure way to
painless.
Pledge is, and painless way is online. Go to jazz901.org. Click the big red donate now button. Make sure you say it's for Soundbites. Takes you less than 2 minutes. Even on your phone, even if you're a slow typist, and you're done.
And, yeah, and you can still keep listening to us.
And I know that many of you are annoyed when we pledge. I get that. I do.
The eyes roll up in the head.
And you can tell nobody's calling in for you know a question because they think we're going to say, well, you haven't pledged. Get off the air. We don't do that.
No. We haven't ever.
But although we absolutely do applaud people who are members.
Yeah. We didn't.
Right. But the thing is, the big thing is we want to keep doing this, but it's not up to us. It's up to you. If this station cannot afford to stay on the air, it will go off the air. And there's no sugar daddy behind this station who will give us money anyway. There's nobody who makes up the deficit. There's none of that. I know that other stations have those. We do not.
Mm-mm.
If it doesn't come from you, it doesn't come. So we need your help. We need your support. We need you to make that call, make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or best, securely online at jazz901.org.
Because what people don't realize is, it takes some time and all that. No, it doesn't.
2 minutes.
All they'd have to do is go over, throw a couple switches, power goes off from the transmitters.
So that, yeah.
And we go dark here. It's just like when a transmitter has problems. It's, you know, it goes down. You go over to that station and you hear dead air. And that's just what would happen. If we don't make it, they could, the station could easily shut down. All it's a matter of going around, shutting off the lights, say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Because people didn't care enough to keep us going.
That's right. And again, it only if you're listening to this show, you must like this show. Why would you not want to keep it on the air? So make that call and make that pledge. We appreciate it. There's almost no pain to doing that. You decide how much you want to give. We do have membership levels, and we do have gifts at those levels. In addition, we have Jazz-O-Matic, where you can say, take a little bite every month and for a year. And let's say you say $10 a year. That's $120. Well, guess what? We have a $120 level. Ha! How convenient. And that means you get the benefit of that $120 level. You get the two enhanced member cards plus the short sleeve shirt, the white Soundbite short sleeve shirt. And not everybody has a Soundbite shirt, It's a keepsake. And it makes you happier. Your teeth are whiter. You're more attractive to whichever sex you care to be attractive to. That's not scientific, but it's there. All right, we got a couple of minutes. We're gonna go to Scott from Rochester, New York. Hi, Scott. What's up?
Long-time listener, supporter. I kind of like the gifts that you've got there for a donation. Do you have anything for Soundbites? Do you have a nice hoodie, sweatshirt for Soundbites?
Yes. If you're on the website, you have to scroll down to find them, but they're there. There's a depending on the level, we have a tote bag, a baseball cap, a coffee mug, all with the Soundbites logo on them.
Very nice.
Okay. There's a hoodie. There's the desktop wireless charger. There's the portable USB charger, the T-shirt, the hoodie. I think I said both of those. And all of those have the Soundbites logo on them.
Great. Wonderful. I'm going to donate. I talked to Cindy and we worked it out.
Yes. So thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, guys. Nice job. Question I have, I think my wife's been hacked. I think she might have had her Social Security account hacked. We're not certain. We haven't seen any evidence of it. So I'm going through the motions of trying to resolve all that. I just wondered if you would recommend or if it's a good investment to buy one of these online security software packages like LifeLock, or I know there's a bunch of them.
I'm not a big fan of them, personally.
Okay.
You see the ads where the owner of LifeLock. Okay, look, hold on.
Yeah.
Stay on the line. We got to take a break,
okay.
But we will definitely come back to you. So stay on the line. We're gonna take a quick break, everybody. But we'll be back in just a few minutes with Dave Enright, me, Nick Francesco, Scott from Rochester, and you. It is 59 minutes after the hour. You are listening to the longest running computer show in the known universe. How do you do that? It's simple. It's right here on the truly great and truly grateful to you, because with your support, we are indeed solely member supported Jazz 90.1. Take a quick bio break, get yourself a snacky thing, but don't go too far, because we will be back with a whole lot more sound bites right here on Jazz 90.1. We will see you on the other side.
It's America's longest running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece Rochester.
A public service of the Greece Central School District.
Jazz 90.1.
On Instagram at WGMC Jazz 901.
Welcome back to America's longest running computer show, Soundbites, on member supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966 Jazz. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And in just a moment, I will say we have Scott from Rochester on the line. So, Scott, you still there?
I'm here, yes.
Yeah, okay. So, LifeLock. The guy who owns LifeLock famously has those ads on the side of buses that say, here's my Social Security number.
Yeah.
What he doesn't tell you, he's been hacked about 600,000 times.
Oh,
those kind of things that you get, it's basically insurance. It doesn't stop you from getting hacked. It doesn't help you when you've been hacked. You just get a certain amount of money back if they stole from you.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that. They have different levels, and it depends on the amount of insurance.
And the thing of it is, Scott, which we've been saying for the longest time, which is very simple, that something you and your wife should both get into, is a password manager.
Right.
If you use a product, say like EnPass, EnPass is free. You can buy a version, which I think is like, correct me if I'm wrong, Nick, about 50 bucks? Around 50 bucks? You can put all your passwords in there, and I guarantee you that program can generate passwords that no hacker is going to be able to hack.
Right.
And if the two of you do due diligence and put down, write a password, you know, have it do a passwords for everything that you go into, whether it's your banking or just casual websites, have it keep track of it. And you can make very complex passwords that nobody's going to break on you, especially for your email, your banking, and anything else, your Social Security and all that, you can create great passwords that they're not going to be able to get at.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I think she uses LastPass. But, same thing. Same
idea. I recommend both of you to, you know, get into a product like that. And it's great because now all you got to do is remember one password, and it remembers everything else. Matter of fact, on a couple of them that I have in my EnPass, I have to have a code, you know, to activate the program that says, you paid for it.
Right.
It's great. I can just bury the website and the username and password and everything else. I put it in. I pop that code in. I create a field that says one-time code. I popped it in there. And it saves it for me. I don't have to worry about, keeping sheets of paper around or an old email that says, here's your code to activate. I can delete it.
Yep. And, EnPass is currently $24 a year, or the one-time plan, lifetime license, is $100. So that's gone up. But again, $100 for that? But that obviously doesn't help you if your Social Security information has been stolen. That's not how they got that, likely.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Social Security wants you to freeze your credit. You know, ultimately, you could change your Social Security number, but that takes so long to do
that. Yeah, that's ridiculous,
I don't know. I we'll just have to keep an eye on our credit.
Yeah, I would say keep an eye on it because they might be spoofing you.
It could be. We just went into an Excellus account. We noticed her address had been changed, and it kind of went across into some other platforms, and we saw it in Social Security. So we just don't have a clue how it got there. But we were able to make that change easily enough, but just worry that perhaps someone's out there using her social number. I don't know.
Right.
Like I say, just get in there and make the passwords as long as the system will allow, because certain systems, believe it or not, are stupid, and they say, your password can only be this long.
Okay.
It's like, really? Yeah.
Now, I will tell you, this is timely.
Okay.
You may have heard of the Jazz 90.1 University.
Yes, I have. I've tried to get over to some of those classes, but I seem to have conflicts on the nights that they're being held. But.
Well, the next one, which will be May 11th at 6:30 p.m.,
yep,
is called The Basics of Online Security, Staying Safe in Cyberspace.
Okay.
And apparently the guy teaching it, what the heck's his name? Nick Francesco.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. So, you know, take that with a grain of salt, but that's the guy. and again, that's May 11th. Tickets are on sale now. You can pick them up again at jazz901.org. Scroll down a ways. You'll see a link to the Jazz 90.1 University. And that class is going to be fun.
Anything I'm sure that you're involved in would be fun.
Thank you. So it's called The Basics of Online Security, Staying Safe in Cyberspace. Tickets are on sale now. It's May 11th at 6:30 p.m. Here in at the station. And all the information is on the website. So everybody should sign up. We'll have a great class. And it'll be a lot of fun. And there are tips and tricks that I will be telling everybody. And I'm putting together a website with that information on it as well. So that'll all be available during the session. So again, the basics for everybody else: the basics of online security, staying safe in cyberspace. May 11th, 2023. Head on over to the Jazz 90.1 website. I'll also. At the next break, I'll put a link on our website.
Yeah, our webpage.
I won't do it right now because then I have to talk and type at the same time, and that never works out for me.
No,
but I'll put it on during the break, that's May 11th, 2023, at 6:30 p.m. I think I could probably just click the buy tickets button and see how much it actually costs.
Well, I think it's like $20 for members and $50 for non. Members or something like that.
I think it's cheaper than that.
10 and 20 maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. $10 for members, $15 for non-members.
Yeah, it's very reasonable.
Right.
So are you guys on and off with YouTube? Is that what I was hearing earlier, that if you don't have a full, if Steve's not there, YouTube is sort of sketchy? Okay, that explains why.
Yeah, that's the thing. Again, Steve, God bless him. He's got multiple cameras. He's got a high-end Mac. He does OBS Studio, which is a very high-end piece of software. And he's a master at it. I've got a very low-end Linux machine that barely gets out of its own way, but it's all I've ever needed for the show. On the weeks that he's not here, I have trouble setting things up. I'm also, you know, I'm talking on the phone and trying to do all of that stuff as well. So,
well, the radio is just fine. I mean, I just wondered sometimes if you were taking a week off, but you guys never take time off. So
no, well, very we did seldom. For Christmas. When Christmas and New Year's fell on the Saturday, we took those days off. But other than that, no.
Yeah, normally we're here unless something else came up.
Thanks to your wives for allowing you to be gone every Saturday for the last.
Yep, exactly right.
33 years.
33 years. With all the money you've earned through your royalties, I'm sure you bought them both Mercedes or something like that.
Yeah, I almost got my model together. I'm just trying to save up enough money to buy paint so I can paint it.
I recently bought a paperback for Mercedes Lackey, so I think we're both good.
All right, good. I'm glad to hear you're well taken care of. Thanks, fellas.
Thanks.
Nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Speaking of pledging online, we want to thank our friend Dan for his pledge. We want to thank Steve for his pledge.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, you have multiple pledge levels, so you can pledge in a bunch of different ways. We do have... You know, there's the $35 level, the $50 level, 90, 10, 120, 150, 200, 365. But no amount is a wrong amount. You know, if you can afford $5, $10, we don't hate you for that. We need all the help we can get. And the only way this station stays on the air is with your support. Now, if you do pledge at a particular level, then you get the gifts that come with that level. And we have logoed items. Some items have the Jazz 90.1 logo on them. Some things have the Soundbites logo on them. And you can pick what you want. And at the 90-10 level and above, you get one, or at the $120 level and above, two Jazz 90.1 enhanced member cards. Those do not come with the Soundbites logo, but they do come with the Jazz 90.1 logo. And they are amazing. There's also, by the way, and we should mention this more often than not, there is the Jazz-O-Matic.
Yeah.
You pledge a minimum of $10 a month, but there is no maximum, shockingly. You say, look, I want to pledge $10 for a year. And then every month, once we have your permission, we automatically take that money out of your checking account or wherever you've designated. And that means that it's a tiny bite, but a bigger benefit for all of us. And it's a tiny bite for you each month. And because you pledge, say, $10 for a year, that's the $120 level, you get the two enhanced member cards and the white Soundbite short sleeve t-shirt. So you get the amount at the level that the full amount would be pledged. And we can continue that every year. You can renew that. You can stop at any time, even in the middle of a year. If you find yourself, your financial status is changing, you can give us a call, and we will then cancel that Jazz-O-Matic. There's no penalty for doing that. There's no pain to doing that. Life happens. We know this. You can fairly easily cancel it if you have to, but setting it up is also awful easy. And when you do that, we get a big benefit. You get a big benefit. Everybody wins. So if you get the chance, please take a look at that as an alternative. All right. Here's another. And again, you can pledge securely online. The lovely Cheryl is waiting to talk to you. She's sitting around. Wake her up. Make the call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or even better, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. While you do that, I will read the next news item. Google announced, here's a shock, Google announced end-of-life dates this week for products relying on the Nest app that won't carry over to the new Google Home. If you own any Nest Secure or Dropcam home security products, you have a year to use them before they become paperweights. Phasing out old and incompatible hardware could signal that the arrival of Google's more customizable new Home app is drawing near. Nest Secure will continue to work until April 8th, 2024. To ease the blow, Google is offering, that is a year from today, as a matter of fact. To ease the blow, Google is offering some freebies to customers, as the company often does when products head to the Google graveyard. Nest Secure users will receive an offer for a free ADT self-setup system, which is up to a $485 value. Alternatively, they can opt for $200 in the Google Store credit. Google says it will send an email with redemption instructions to eligible users. So if you are eligible, you will get an email from Google. So as is always good practice, it is good to regularly check your spam folders, because who knows what's coming in where. Dropcam products will also cease to work after April 8th of next year. Google advises users to download and save their video history before this date to avoid losing it. As consolation for Dropcam customers, the company is offering a free Nest Cam, indoor, wired, for those with a Nest Aware subscription. Those without a subscription can take 50% off the same camera. Finally, Works with Nest, the API system allowing third-party integrations with otherwise incompatible smart home accessories, will stop working after September 29th. Google points customers to assistant-based routines in the Google Home app as a replacement, and it plans to launch a script editor in the coming months to make up for other lost features. The company says it's also working closely with partners to provide replacement integrations. Google announced an updated home app last October that could be the primary source for the other day's hardware announcement, cutoff announcements. The updated home app integrates Matter, including its fast pair feature. It's available now in a public preview. So are you using those products? What are your plans to replace them? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 800-790-0415. We'd also like to thank Kevin and William for their donations. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Every dollar helps. Every pledge is an important pledge. Please, people, make that call. Make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, 800-790-0415. Or best of all, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Hit that donate now button. Scroll down until you see the soundbite stuff. Make that pledge.
Well, that's the thing. Excuse me. You know, it wouldn't take much just to go online quick, because we've noticed the phone calls we're getting very few. Because, like you said, we mentioned that we're in a pledge drive.
And people don't call.
So their eyes roll in the back of their head. And, oh, no. Go ahead. Do like the Jazz-O-Matic. Makes it small, bite out each month. And you can call in. Yeah, I'm already a member. Like, we've had already a few folks call in. Yeah, I'm already a member. Thanks. And, you know, keep up the good show. That's what we're here for, folks. But you know what? If they don't, we won't.
That's right. That's right.
It's that cut and dry.
People get complacent. They think they'll still be on the air.
Yeah, that's just a lot of horse pucky.
This may come as a shock to those of you who are semi-new to this show. This is our third station.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is our third station.
Yep.
So there, it is possible to go off the air. And I don't know about you, but if we are no longer on this station, we're just done.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing, though. When you talk about jazz stations, I believe we're only one of six.
Yeah, I think so.
Only one of six, I believe, and Rob can correct me if I'm wrong, left in the nation.
Yep.
And we offer such great station, you know, stuff here at this station that you folks don't realize that during the year, like what's coming up right now, this. Starting June 23rd to July 1st is the Jazz Fest.
That's going to be great.
Rob is always up to the Jazz Fest, offering our listeners tickets and getting into different concerts. We have the lawn, you know, sessions. We have so much going on at this jazz station. Rochester has been noted as one of the biggest jazz centers right up there with down in the south, and I believe there's another one in Canada that's a biggie. We're now up there in the big leagues, and this jazz station is always down there right on Jazz Street giving away stuff and supporting, because we know you folks like your jazz. But don't be fooled. Some folks will say, yeah, I'm not really into it. Check it out. There is such a great variety of music. I won't say jazz. I'm going to say music, because that's what it's become. They have got some really great shows down there that you don't want to miss out on it. And to keep you informed, you got to have a station that'll tell you about it. And that's this station right here, Jazz 90.1. And through your memberships, we can keep you informed and do great offers. Along with the different pledges that, you know, we just don't take your money. You get something for your money. Just those diner cards, the money that it can save you. That's paying you back.
Yep, it's it. And I'll tell you what, that member card, it doesn't pay you back. It makes you money. I get, every year, we get way more benefit from that card than what it costs.
And it's just not food. It's just not food.
Right.
You got to look that list over, folks. There are some great stores there with great benefits. Wineries. I mean, it's coming up the summer. Go and check. You know, if it's a nice day, go for a ride. We've got the great Finger Lakes. You can go to the different wineries and take advantage of it. You know, that's the whole great thing about Rochester. weather is changing. We had a great winter, the lowest snowfall on record for Rochester. Yeah. You know, and now that spring's breaking out, like I say, folks want to get out. And what better way to go and explore more of the state, because you've been cooped up, is take that membership card and go out looking.
Head down to the wineries, head down to, you know, inns and
print
bed and breakfast.
That list off, and it's, you know, always say, check it out, because Rob and the rest of the crew here are constantly adding, trying to get more people on that card. Because there's, if you looked at the back, there's a ton of numbers that are possible to punch, and they're not all used up yet. But I think Rob is really trying to push to get that filled, that, you know, there's so many deals you could, that card would look like Swiss cheese.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
You know, yeah, and that's what he's trying to do for you folks. Because that's the way, you know, we can make our listeners happy, and they enjoy it, and keep us on the air. That's what it's about.
That's what it's all about. And again, we only come to you twice a year.
Yeah.
It's harder and harder every year to make our goal. And that's understandable. These are perilous economic times. I keep saying that, but it keeps being true. But if not you, who? The truth is, we need your support to stay on the air. Not to keep sound bites on this station, but to keep this station on the air. That's what we need to do.
That's what they're doing. They're not just supporting just sound bites. They're supporting the whole station.
It costs an astonishing amount of money to keep a radio station on the air. So far, we've been able to do it with your support. Will we be able to continue? Don't know. It's up to you. Make that call. Make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or best, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Hit that donate now button. Scroll down to the soundbite stuff. Takes less than 2 minutes. It really does, assuming you have your Social Security number handy. If you have to go in the other room and get your wallet out, not your Social Security number, your credit card number.
Yep.
If you have to go in the other room and get your wallet out, that's on you. That takes a little more time. But less than 2 minutes, and you're a member, and you can feel smug about the fact that now all the deadbeats are not pledging, and you did. So make that call. Hmm. Make that pledge. You can feel smug, and you deserve it.
Well, that's the thing, though. I guess maybe we've gotten a little complacent, because what I'm speaking of is our listeners have always been there for us. Like you said, we've been to three different stations. Our listeners have, you know, come along with us, and they've supported us. And we do that in turn by showing up here every Saturday, giving our time up in the middle of a Saturday. Think about it, folks. I know myself, I leave at 11 o'clock to get here to the station to get ready, and I usually don't get back home. Once the station, you know, we're done, head home, it's going on 3. So there is a good chunk of a Saturday, a weekend. You know, if you worked all week, you enjoy your weekends.
The middle of the day.
Yeah. We're getting up, getting ready to do the show. Nick's always getting the news ready, and that takes time. It just doesn't appear. You know, he's got to take the time out of his schedule to do that. That's, again, time away from the family. But we put, all three of us, put our effort into this because we know you folks enjoy us. You've followed us from station to station. You've there for 33 years saying, yeah, I want to keep sound bites going. Well, it's time again to say that again, that, you know, you want sound bites to stay on the air. It's plain and simple like that.
Yep. It's not hard to make that pledge. You just have to have the will to do it. And so please make that call, make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. www.jazz94.org. While you do that, we'll take a little break so you don't miss anything. But we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 29 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the longest-running computer show in the known universe. That's Soundbites right here on the Truly Great. And truly grateful to you because we are solely member-supported Jazz 90.1. See you in just a little bit.
Computer talk you can understand. More Soundbites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And at 34 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. We do have some people to thank. We would like to thank Elizabeth for her donation. Thank you, Elizabeth. Very, very generous. Thank you. And friend of the show, our dear friend Dolores.
Oh, she's a sweetie.
For her donation. Thank you very, very, very much. Joy?
Joy.
Joy.
Yep.
For her donation. Joya. Thank you, Joya. Joya. Okay. Joya. My problem is I don't read Dave's writing very well. That's my problem, not his. And thank you very much. And if we've mispronounced your name, call in and yell at us.
Am I?
No, it's me. I'm telling you it's me.
Okay.
Also, you're way over there. I have bifocals.
Same here. I know the feeling.
Yeah. So I'm kind of looking at that might be a J. I don't know.
The arms aren't long enough. Yeah.
Cover one eye.
Oh, I just had to do that for my DOT physical.
Oh, yeah.
What a bummer. Because they sit there and say, all right, read the eye chart. You know, and you go, they say, what line can you read? And I go ahead and read it. Now they say, quick, put your hand over your left eye. Read it again. And it's like, wait a minute. These eyes have to take time to focus.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
They don't happen quickly. Nothing happens quickly at almost 75 years old.
That's right. And I still have, you know, I was an actor for 20 years. So I.
He's got good gams, folks. I saw them.
That's true.
Decades ago, but I saw Nick in a dress.
That's true. And I do. I look good in a dress. Anyway, the thing here is, as an actor, you often do improv. And when you do improv, you have to remember what you said because it might come back. You got to remember it. So I still, to this day, when I read an eye chart and they tell me cover one eye and read the same line again, that's not a challenge, people. I remember that line. I remember those letters. Me a different line. But yeah, so, you know, that's okay. I'll close both eyes and read the chart. I can do that. Not a problem.
Well, that was the thing. After they had me read the one line,
right?
You know, it's like you said, I've learned over the past few years with ham radio now to remember call signs.
Right.
So to read that line is no biggie. It's like, da, 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 da. I gave it a second to adjust it.
Yeah, it's easy.
But for you, it'd probably be a heck of a lot easier.
Yeah, we used to do a memory exercise where you'd put everybody in a circle, and the first person would say a number, and the second person would say that number and add a number, and then the next person would say those two numbers and add a third number.
Then
say three and add a fourth, and people would remember up to seven numbers and then start screwing up. And of course, that's because of phone numbers.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Now I think they can only remember like one number. But that's it. I have put the link.
Speed dial 1, 2, 3.
I have put the link to the Basics of Online Security, Staying Safe in Cyberspace class on our website. So you can get a link to that class to buy a ticket. $10 for members, $15 for non-members. And we hope we'll see you there. I would like to fill up that class. I'd like to have overflow in that class. And the only way that happens is if you join and come to the class. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun class. We're going to impart some very important information and have fun doing it. My leg is pretty screwed up these days, so I may be sitting. It won't be out of disrespect to you. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But we'll have a good
age.
Time. It's called age. Exactly right. It's called arthritis, severe arthritis.
Talk about that.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. So one more news item. This is going to make some people very unhappy. Linux Mint is a fairly popular operating system.
Yeah, it is.
But why do so many people use that Ubuntu-based distribution? People may tell you several reasons, but the reality is many Ubuntu users are just not comfortable with the default desktop environment. And, of course, Mint uses the Cinnamon desktop. And because Unity and now GNOME are so radically different from traditional Windows interfaces, some people flock to Linux Mint and its familiar Cinnamon desktop environment, which looks very Windows-like. Mate and XFCE are Mint desktops options too, but make no mistake, Cinnamon is the crown jewel of the distribution, or distro, as they say. Sure, there are other nice aspects of Linux Mint, but ultimately it is familiarity for former Windows users that makes the OS so attractive to so many people. Unfortunately for the Linux Mint developers, as of now, Ubuntu Cinnamon has become an official Ubuntu flavor. Why should anyone choose to use the Ubuntu-based Linux Mint with Cinnamon when they can just use the now official Ubuntu Cinnamon instead? The efforts of the Linux Mint developers are simply unnecessary at this point. At least some people think that. We'll see as time goes on how many people are loyal to Mint as opposed to what the Cinnamon desktop does, and to get it directly from the source of Ubuntu.
All right, I can jump in here. What's actually the difference that, like, you and I both use Xfer?
Right.
Or Xubuntu.
XFCE, right.
Yeah. So what's the difference, really?
Cinnamon makes the desktop look almost exactly like Windows.
Okay.
As opposed to with XFCE, you don't get some of the cool features that Windows gives you unless you add them in separately. Mm-hmm. And you have to do a lot of building and playing around to get it to look like Windows. Whereas Linux Cinnamon looks exactly like Windows right out of the box. Oh, well, very close to Windows right out of the box.
Sounds like I got to burn another CD to try out.
Right.
Drag out this CD burner and.
Right.
I've got an old Pentium machine. Drag that out and try that.
Right. Joshua Pisek, which I'm probably mispronouncing, who's the Ubuntu Cinnamon lead, offers the following statements about it. 4 years of my life for this, I couldn't be happier. Now, listen to this. This is the guy who invented the Cinnamon desktop. Ubuntu Cinnamon started as a small idea in my head in 2019. I was 11. He was 11 years old in 2019, and he wrote an entire desktop for Linux. I didn't think it would be easy, but I didn't think it would be as challenging as it was. Defying so many odds, defying the haters, I didn't do it. We did. This is not just me who made this happen. This is a community effort. Ubuntu Cinnamon 23.04, due later this month, will be the first version of the operating system to be offered as an official flavor alongside Xubuntu, Mate, Budgie, and many others. You won't have to wait until then to try it, however, as a beta version of Ubuntu Cinnamon 23.04 is out if you're brave. Do you use Linux Mint with Cinnamon? What are your favorite features? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll free 800-790-0415. Yeah, that's going to be important. We'd like to thank Richard. Thank you, Richard, for your donation. We appreciate that. We've had some people who've donated. I don't know why you haven't joined them. It's easy to do. Again, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll free 800-790-0415, or best to pledge securely online at jazz901.org. You do that while we talk to Ken from Rochester, New York. Hiya, Ken. What's up?
Hi, fellas. I hear you're doing very well. I'm listening to the old show. It's just a rarity for me. Normally, I record it, and then I listen to it because I seem to have to wind. Go backwards to listen sometimes to hear it twice to say, did he just say that?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's us.
And early on in the show, you said, you know, that you would roll your eyes, you know, thinking about it's another pledge drive and this and that. And I got to tell you, I got up this morning to do my bills, And I didn't roll my eyes, but I kind of frowned at myself because I looked down and I said, oh, I didn't send that back yet. So it's on its way, you know, a donation.
Thank you so much. We love to hear that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I just wanted you guys to know how much it means to us to be able to hear your wisdom.
Well, thank you, Ken. We very much appreciate that. Thank you.
It means a lot.
It's our delight to bring you this show every week. And that's why we're so passionate about people pledging, because we don't have a choice if this station stays on the air, right? That's up to you. We just want to keep bringing this show every week. We can't do it if this station is not on the air. And so thank you. Thank you, Ken, very much.
Yes, thank you very much.
Can I make one request to Nick?
Sure.
I happen to go through some of the old shows as well as some of the new stuff online through your podcast. And, of course, I've heard you talk on numerous occasions like you did today about being 20 years as a professional actor.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things like your uncle's name is Nick and how you were 7 and when you were sick and, I mean, all these things, and I'm just saying, I said to my wife, I said, you know, I can't find nothing good on TV. Why don't we get Nick to write a biography? Then he can bring Dave in, he can bring, you know, Steve in, and, you know, because you got a 13th episode, I think, out there that gives a synopsis of how all that came about. And I think it would be really interesting.
Well, thank you. That's a very nice thing to say. Yeah. I have thought about it. But every time I think about my life, I fall asleep. So,
I would prefer to fall asleep than watch some of the stuff that's on TV now. But anyways, that was just a request. What you want.
Thank you very much, Ken. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
All right. You fellas have a great day.
You too, sir.
You too. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What would I call it?
Sound bites.
There you go. There's an idea. But yeah, so let's get off the biography, and we'll remind you that we just have about 15 minutes left in this show, which means that if you want your name right on the air, you can pledge 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So for the many hundreds of you, and I know there are many hundreds of you who download the podcast to listen to during the week. You can pledge any time online at jazz901.org. If it's 2 o'clock in the morning our time and you're in Germany, you can do it. If it's 2 o'clock in the morning your time and you're in Germany, you can do it. The website is open 24/7, 365. So it's really easy to do it online. It takes just a couple of minutes, and it works nicely. We'll go to the phones while you do that. Our next caller is Richard from Arondacoit, New York. Hi, Richard. What's up?
Hi, Nick. What time was that again?
What time was what?
I'm kidding you. You said anytime.
Anytime.
Yes. Oh, thank you. After I made a contribution just now.
Thank you.
My question is, every once in a while when I'm on a website, such as right now I'm on Avast, they want some money, but up pops a pop-up, I guess, primary password required. That's not part of Avast. It comes up on various websites. What primary password are they requiring? I often wonder what to put in there.
It is unlikely to be coming from the website. It is more likely to be coming from some program you're running, like NPass or whatever. It wants to unlock your password manager so that it can put in information. So, for example, when I go to a website that wants money, NPass brings up some money information, but I have to put in my password to access that money information so that if somebody were to be sitting at my machine, they wouldn't be able to just hit a button and my credit card info goes in for them.
Okay. So this primary password requests, you believe, is mostly NPass, which I have.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try that.
Yep. Yeah. Give that a try, because that's That's a, if you're indeed using NPass, that's a security feature of NPass itself.
Thank you, sir.
Yep. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, we have, we've talked about NPass. That's one of the features it has. It will fill out credit card information for you, but it won't do it without your permission. Right. So that's a very good feature, I think, right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it keeps you safe.
Yep.
I mean, you don't have to remember the password. It's just taking the time to select that particular one that it wants to fill in.
Right.
So if you have multiple, say, logins for emails, you log in and it might say, okay, is it this one or this one? And you've got to select it. You don't have to remember the password. You just have to click on the little blue bar there
yep.
to say, fill this in. And it does it.
Yep. And the same with your credit card information.
Yep.
But so this is a hint for everyone. If you're seeing exactly the same prompt from multiple websites, it's likely something coming on from your computer rather than the websites, because very few websites have identical prompts.
Mm-hmm.
So it is more likely to be coming from something on your machine, which is what led us to Richard's NPass. But generally speaking, the ability to have that information at your fingertips and still protected is why we tell people so often to make sure you've got that password manager on your system.
Okay, Rochester.
So,
okay,
definitely. Time's up. Okay. So make sure that you have some sort of password manager. We talk about it all the time, and we can't say enough that it's important. All right, we have another pledge to talk about. Thank you, Lawrence. We appreciate that very much. Thank you. And we'll go back to the phones, and we will talk to James from Rochester, New York. Hi, James, what's up?
Oh, yes, hello, Nick and everybody. I'm already a member, but as I told Dave and the other lady, I am sending more money for all you do, so huge thanks.
Thank you so much, James. Thank you.
No, I call all the time. But quick question. I've noticed on Twitter and a couple other sites, when a video comes on, they have a little black box that comes on the bottom. It says live caption, and it's doing a closed caption of the words that they're saying.
Yep.
Have you seen that? It looks new.
Yeah, it is new. Are you what browser are you using?
Chrome.
Yep.
How do I get rid of that? Or can you? I don't
know. Yeah, you can. So what you do is, that's a thing that comes on by itself. So what you do is in Chrome, in that upper right-hand corner, those three vertical dots.
Yes.
Click on that.
Uh-huh.
Go to Settings.
Uh-huh.
Then in that left sidebar, go to Accessibility tab and turn off the toggle next to Live Caption.
Oh, I see it right now. I was doing it. Yeah. Is that something new?
Yeah, pretty new. Yeah.
Oh, so that will stop it on all the sites.
Yeah, because that's coming from Chrome itself, not from the website.
I'm just curious. Why'd they put that in by itself?
Well, because people have been asking for it. There are a lot of deaf users of Chrome.
Oh, all right. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So, and people who are hard of hearing and people who are deaf.
Okay.
Like to have those live captions, and they are indeed live, so you might find that it's not entirely accurate because it's being done by an algorithm. It's being done by a program rather than somebody typing it in and saving it for later like they do on television.
Yeah, no, I understand, and it is a good idea for people who are a little hard of hearing. No
exactly.
problem. Thank you so much. Like I told them, I'll be sending some more money even though I'm already a member.
Bless you. Thank you very much, James.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I didn't realize that. I think that he must have accidentally at some point turned that on because I don't believe that's on by default, but it might be. It might be.
Could be.
I don't remember turning it off myself, and I don't see it. So, but you can use that on a lot of websites, as a matter of fact. Pretty much pretty much any website that does video, you can do live captioning. So if you, again, you go into that three-button menu, which there's no good name for it. It's the more menu. It's the it's not settings because you go to settings from it.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the choices when you pull it down. It's not the hamburger menu because that's three lines.
Yeah.
So then, you know, it's whatever. It's the vertical ellipsis, whatever you're going to call it. It's that three-button line in the upper right. Select settings and accessibility, and you can turn off turn on or off live captions. And I've done that on video meetings as well. Again, when it's live and you've got somebody who mumbles a little or the audio isn't really clean, it can make some amusing choices. But generally speaking, it does a pretty good job, and certainly. If you're hard of hearing or profoundly deaf, you can still follow along on most of those things. So that's a pretty nice feature. Google has done really quite an amazing job over the years with essentially their I don't know if you want to call it their AI, but the engine in the background that takes voice and turns it into text. You can get, you know, you can, if you're using, for example, an Android phone and you do
dictation.
Dictation. So, for example, if you're using Google Docs,
yep.
You can turn on dictation and you can just talk to your screen and it will use that and turn it into text. And you can say new paragraph, and you can say, you know, whatever. It's quite amazing. And
compared to when we first started in computers,
It's amazing.
It has gone way beyond expectations.
Yep. But in general, you can do all kinds of stuff with that. If you use Google as your voicemail system, your Google Voice as your voicemail system, it will not only record a voicemail. But it will also then transcribe it to text. So you can see both. And again, particularly, look, phones are not terribly clean audio in general. So it does make some mistakes. But in general, it works pretty well. And you can at least get the gist of what's being said. And particularly, again, if you're hard of hearing or profoundly deaf, it's a boon. I'll tell you, it's a godsend to be able to use that in the days before I got my hearing aids. It was very helpful to me. Very helpful to me.
Well, they just offer so many features within Google. I bet you most of the folks, you know, if you go over to the upper right hand corner there of the Google page, you see all those dots. It looks like a tic-tac-toe thing. Click on that. And all the programs that are within that, I bet you most of the folks haven't discovered half of them that you can pull down and use that Google offers. You know, granted, they use their docs and their photos and the mapping program and all that. But there are other programs within that you can use that are free.
You know,
I mean, you know, doesn't cost anything. Check them out.
Here's another thing. Google has their own recorder program. So you can use your phone as a voice recorder. When you do that, it saves the recording on your phone, but it also saves it at recorder.google.com. And when you go there, you not only get the voice recording, but you get a text transcription.
How cool is that?
And I've gotten, and particularly whenever we go to a doctor's appointment or whatever, I record that because, you know,
you don't always catch everything.
You don't always catch everything. And there's always a point where you and your partner say, no, I heard that differently. And you can now, you've got the recording, but you've also got the transcription. So you can go right through it and say, okay, let's look at it from here.
Yep.
It's pretty cool. All right, that's it. We are done for another week. Let me particularly thank every single person who pledged this week. Thank you so, so much. And for those of you listening on the podcast, please, please pledge. We'd like to stay on the air. We'd like to keep this show running. And you know what it's like out there these days. We need to keep this station on the air. And by we, I mean you. You're the ones who will or will not keep this station on the air. So please, make that call. Make that pledge. We're done this week. We'll see you next week with Dave Enright, me, Nick Francesco, maybe Steve Ray. Who knows? And you. It is 58 minutes after the hour. We are Soundbites. Be good to one another, will you? We'll see you in just 166 hours.